And as for the petrol and oil, you see, the first oil tankers to come to Newport was before the First World War. I got a boat called the Morning Star. It used to discharge where the Kearts, where the barges rest is now. And they used to bring up fuel, paraffin and oil in barrels. Of course, there weren't many motor cars on the road in those days. I'm talking about 1905. Well, of course, as more traffic got on the road, I mean, Newport couldn't possibly keep up with the petrol and oil, which they use today. So, as I say, the oil companies moved northwards to Kingston, where they are today. So, that's the way it was going, really. It was only a matter of time before we would lose everything. Because a lot of people don't realise that. Fairlie Petrol Station was the Esso Oil Company depot there. That's where all the Esso Oil was kept at one time, in big tanks, where that petrol station is. By our hand crane on the quay, you look on the quay there, you see these steel covers with Esso on. The oil tanker used to come up from Fawley, coastal tanker, connect into a valve, pump that petrol up across sea close recreation ground under the football field into there. Because I always remember the old chap I worked with said to me, I came to work one morning, Wayne, this was about 1940s. He said, you'd never seen nothing like it. He said, the petrol pipeline in sea close field broke. I said, did it? Yes, as they were pumping, he said. He said, in sea close field, neat petrol was going up in the air 20 foot high. And he said it killed all the grass in the field for about 2 years. Yeah, and that was the Esso Oil Company was there. And BP was across the other side where Odessa Boatyard is. BP, the Ben Oliver and Coastal Tankers, like that, came there, and they all moved down the river.